Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trevett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Yeah.
You're connected, man of God.
All right.
You connected, Prophet Matthews.
You connected? All right. God.
Yes, sir.
God bless everybody. All right. God bless everybody. Hallelujah. All right. We welcome you all to our prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. We had a little technical difficulty, but we bless God for you on today. All right, we're just going to be going to a powerful time of prayer. Whatever you believe in the Lord for, set your heart as a flint. And we're standing in the gap for you, with you on today. Our intercessors and our prayer warriors are ready to release the word through the power of prayer. And through prayer, there's many things that God is doing for us, those who totally trust and lean on him and believe in him, knowing that the power of prayer will come to pass. We get ready to go to an awesome time of prayer. God bless you.
The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his words.
All right, Prophetess Paula, you got to unmute your line if you're praying. Your line might be muted.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless you on today, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for waking us up on this morning. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for starting us on our way, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you've kept us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all down, even through the years, Father God. And we just want to bless you, Father God, for you are holy, oh, God, you are righteous, Father God, for you are faithful, Father God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, in our lives, Father God, and we just want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Each and every person, Father God, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you will move by your spirit in their lives, Father God, and meet them right at their point of need, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you're sitting high and you're looking low and you know everything, Father God. You know exactly what they need and when they need it by, Father God. So rise up, Father God, now as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and provide for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And even as we enter in, Father God, we ask that you will forgive us right now, Father God, for every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God. We ask that you would soak us and saturate us and dip us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you would, oh God, cleanse us with hyssop, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and make the slate between us and you clean, Father God, glory, hallelujah, removing any blockages, removing any hindrances, Father God, any boulders in the way, Father God, we cast them down to the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as you're forgiving us of our sins, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and our trespasses, oh God, glory, hallelujah, help us, Father God, to obtain forgiveness in our heart, Father God. Any root of unforgiveness, oh God, we cast it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to the dry place, oh God, and we just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for hallelujah, each and every person, Father God, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, move mountains for your people right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. All the distractions, Father God, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, everything that's not like you, Father God, we cast it into the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we lift it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our Lifeline conference on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for us all being able to come together, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that each and every person, Father God, coming from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for this conference, Father God, that they would have traveling mercies, Father God. They would get to the destination safely, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that there shall be, Father God, an outpouring, Father God, of your Spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, in advance, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that souls, oh God, glory, hallelujah, will be saved, set free, and delivered, Father God, that souls, Father God, glory, hallelujah, will be put on fire for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, are we thanking you, God, oh God, that you would cover the speakers, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let each and every person in their prospective places, Father God. We pray for Father LeBron Matthews on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, our overseer. And we thank you, God, for strengthening him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for taking him higher and deeper in you, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, oh, God, for meeting every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that, oh, God, his expectations for this conference, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, will exceed, oh, God, anything he can hope, think, or imagine, Father God. And, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We just thank you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person that is attendance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let no person go out, Father God, that conference, the same way they came in, Father God. Let them be forever changed, Father God. We thank you, God, for fresh oil falling on Prophet Matthews, Father God, and all of the hallelujah speakers, oh, God. Apostle Marie, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Simmons, Father God, use them for your glory, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. Oh God, Dr. Wilkes, Father God, use her for your glory, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, Pastor Gailey, Father God, use her for your glory, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you for the explosion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the manifestation, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, of miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in this conference, Father God, and Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for extraordinary, Father God, an extraordinary series of events that will take place, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and I give you the glory and I give you the honor, Father God, for what you're going to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for bodies being healed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for spines being healed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for mindset being shifted, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that every single illness, oh, God, every single, hallelujah, thing that's going on in these bodies is not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that they will be cast into the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, people with limps and, oh, God, spine issues, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, people, oh, God, with cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and all of these diseases known to man, Father God, will be, hallelujah, obeyed it during this conference, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, people will come back home with their healing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, people will, fresh oil will fall upon your leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and all of the people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I just thank you, God, for what you're going to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, all the opposition, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that some have had to experience, Father God, throughout the fast, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that is moving out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're just shifting the atmosphere right now, Father God, that you're turning things around for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for what the enemy meant for their bad, Father God, you're turning around right now for their good, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word that tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 That when the enemy come in like a flood, you raise up a standard against them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that the standard is already raised, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we want to lift up, Father God, the children on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying, Father God, for, hallelujah, the children all over the world, Father God. We're praying for our children, Father God. We're praying for even the millennials that are coming to this conference, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would stir them up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you would strengthen them, keep them, and cover them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that their feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, shall be planted on the path of righteousness, Father God, to turn back no more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we break right now the back of rebellion off of, oh, God, this youth youthful generation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that you shall use them like never before, and they shall know their purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and walk there in it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, cover them, Father God. Oh God, we bind up, Father God, the hands of the enemy, every assault of the enemy on the youth, oh God, on the children of today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we send it back to the dry place, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, for even ministering to their minds right now, Father God, in their hearts. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and giving them a heart for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, like never before. We thank you for giving your people everywhere a heart for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, a sincere heart, Father God, because you said in your word that they that worship you shall worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So let the truth, oh God, fall afresh upon the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, like never before, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Let them walk in the truth. Let them walk in holiness, oh God. Let them walk in righteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Let them walk up right before you. Let us all walk up right before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God, and we just want to praise you. We want to bless you, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people everywhere, Father God, hallelujah. We glorify you on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory that you deserve, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh, God, and we say hallelujah, 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 because it is the highest praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for hallelujah, for the homelessness, Father God. For those that are homeless, Father God, we pray that you would open doors that no man can close for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, oh, God, give them a place of residence, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, a home to call their own, that you would give them a new leash on life, a second chance, Father God, a fresh start, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor and the hungry. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Feed your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let no one go hungry. Let no one go lacking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you have already restored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your people are blessed in this season, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. As they seek you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they shall be blessed, Father God. And, Father God, you said in your word that if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to cancel our will, oh God, and pick up your will for our lives so that we will be blessed, Father God, and the city blessed and the field blessed coming and going, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just lifting up those, oh God, bereaved on today, Father God, those that have lost loved ones, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that you're upholding them with your mighty right hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that you're comforting them, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're lifting up the heavy hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And though they may not understand it now, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they shall understand it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. After a while, Father God, and we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would catch every tear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as they mourn and grieve, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that they shall mourn with grief and they shall mourn and grieve with faith and hope, Father God, in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that their hope shall not fall. Their faith shall not fall, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just want to thank you, God, for providing for them and meeting every need, oh, God, as they lay their loved ones to rest, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. And we're praying for the families on today, Father God, each and every family. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, that you would just restore, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that the enemy has stolen from the families, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the love, Father God. We thank you, God, for restoring back the love to the families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Restoring back the relationships to the families, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we want to give you praise. We want to give you the glory. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that families are being reunited and walking on one accord right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, mothers and daughters are, hallelujah, embracing one another. Fathers and sons are embracing one another. Father God, sisters and brothers are embracing one another. Father God, glory, hallelujah, nieces and nephews and cousins, oh God, glory, hallelujah, uncles and aunts, they're all coming together, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. We're praying for the marriages on today, Father God. We're praying for restoration of the marriage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for putting husbands and wives back on one accord. Oh, God, even those long-time marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, where the fire has, oh, God, dwindled out, Father God. We thank you, God, for reuniting the flame, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, those contemplating, oh, God, divorce and separation, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would move by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and give them a change of heart, Father God. Open them. Lines of communication, Father God. Satan proof the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let husband and wives walk as one. Walk together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let there be compromising, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we bind up selfishness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. But let them compromise. Compromise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them work together, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them pray together, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God, for what you're doing in the marriages, in the families, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We pray for those that are lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that don't know you, Father God, for themselves, Father God. We pray right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would draw them to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for salvation for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Salvation even for our families, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God, that they shall cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh, God? Glory to your name, Father God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for bringing those in. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that are lost. And, Father God, we pray for the backsliders. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that your word says you're married to the backslider. But Father God, we're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that they're coming back to you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and just as the Father, hallelujah, open up his arms for the prodigal son and receive him, Father God. You shall receive the prodigal sons and daughters back into your arms, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and restore them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and oh, God, we release the healing balm right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to go right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and be poured upon your people, released upon your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up cancers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to the dry place. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up the diabetes, oh, God, and we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We binding up the high blood pressure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for, oh, God, touching the back, Father God, the spine right now, Father God. We thank you, God, that the balm is flowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from the cervical spine down to the lumbar, down to the legs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even in the nerves, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're realigning those nerves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we send the spasms back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for getting in the cellular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and eradicating, oh, God, all those free radicals, Father God, that come to attack the cells, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, God, and we thank you, God, right now, Father God, for getting in the muscular system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, hallelujah, that you're relaxing the muscles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, an inflammation, oh, God. We send it back to dry places out of the joints, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for touching the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for getting into the mindsets, Father God, for shifting the mindsets, for letting it be a divine mind transplant right now, oh, God, and transferring that old carnal mindset, oh, God, into the pit of hell. But, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, implanting, Father God, the mindset of Christ into your people right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for Christ-mindedness on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, are we binding up right now, Father God, memory failure, Father God, memory loss, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place, Father God. We thank you, God, for getting into the long-term memory. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for touching the short-term memory. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're binding up Alzheimer's and dementia right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for clarity of mind, Father God. We thank you, God, for focus. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, our focus being on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and our minds being stayed on you, Father God. You said in your word, oh, God, that those that whose minds are stayed on you, that you would keep in perfect peace. So we release peace of mind today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, suicide thoughts, Father God. We send it right back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We speak life and life more abundantly, Father God, and we pull those out of oppression and depression today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we seek in life, oh God. We seek in faith and hope over your people today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we bind up, oh God, mental health disorders on today, Father God. We bind up bipolar disorder, Father God. We send it back to the dry place, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, schizophrenia, Father God, and paranoia, Father God. We bind up the mania and send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're thanking you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for binding up, oh, God, the dissociative disorder, split personality, Father God. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We cancel mental retardation on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place. We binding up the mind, binding the spirit. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that will cause confusion. Oh, God, we send confusion back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for fear being cast into the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we seal off, hallelujah, the minds of your people and Satan to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, Satan can no longer speak to your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you right now, Father God, for clarity. Oh, God, in peace of mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Heart attacks and strokes on today, Father God. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're binding up, Father God. Oh, God, kidney failure, Father God. Get in the kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, you redesign those kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cause them to function how you design them to function, oh, God. Get into the lungs, Father God, and the respiratory system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and breathe your breath, Father God, on your people, Father God, because if you breathe on them, Father God, they shall breathe in the mighty name of Jesus. We're binding up, Father God, fluid in the lungs. We send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up pneumonia, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, issues with the pancreas, Father God. We command that pancreas right now to pump insulin, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah for touching the liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, Father God, touch that liver, Father God. Heal that liver, Father God. Reconstruct that liver, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're casting gallstones and kidney stones into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, issues with the esophagus and the digestive tract, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are moving right now, Father God, on those issues right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that acid reflux is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're getting into the hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. The thyroid, Father God. Realign the thyroid, Father God. Balance it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, touch the bowel area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That irritable bowel syndrome we send to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for regulating the bowels, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The colon area, Father God. Get into the colon area, Father God. We bind up, Father God, obstructions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Polyps right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch someone's feet today, Father God. The legs, the swelling, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command that swelling to go down right now, Father God. Oh, God, inflammation has to take its rightful place into the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for migraines are leaving, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. COVID has been sent back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Colds and flu, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Sinus issues. Everything, Father God, that's not like of you. We cancel that spirit of infirmity, Father God, and we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. And Father God, hallelujah, we pray for our nation on today, Father God. We pray for this world system, Father God. We pray for the government, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would move by your spirit in our governmental system. Oh God, we pray for the president and the vice president, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they would hear you, Father God, commanding them, oh God, on how to run this world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and they would not only hear you but obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we binding up all of these systems, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Demonic systems and the governmental system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All of these bills and laws that are not in favor of your people, Father God, we send them back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, and Father God, for maximum exposure in our governmental system. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Every bit of corruption, Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're exposing right now, Father God, that you're uncovering every hidden thing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, oh God. And we seek peace, Father God, over this world, Father God. We seek peace over each and every person on this line. We seek peace over in Jerusalem, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let peace be still, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as we, in the midst of the noonday watch, Father God, where destruction lays waste at noonday, Father God, we bind up every bit of destruction, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit of hell. We bind up every trick and trap and ploy and plot and plan of the enemy, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, to overthrow and, oh God, to come against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every snare, we destroy it with the breaker's anointing, and we send it back to the dry place, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and witchcraft, oh God, every bit of witchcraft, white magic, black magic, hoodoo, voodoo, hexes and vexes, oh God, the taboos, Father God, the Santeria, the Obia, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hocus pocus, oh God, everything, hallelujah, every dark thing we send back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just thank you, God, for even breaking spells off of your people, Father God, breaking the curses off of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and every fiery dark, we reach up and we intercept them and we cast it down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word that says no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against them shall be condemned. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your word that says the gates of hell will not prevail against your people, Father God. So we just thank you, God, for victory on today, victory on every hand for your people everywhere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you have risen up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and scattering the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we pray against the backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, Father God. And I pray for those that will come after me in prayer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would strengthen them, oh God, that you would use them for your glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I thank you, I praise you, give you the glory and the honor, and I'm thanking you that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light, with whom there is no variation, Father God. And we just want to bless you. We want to thank you. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice, and we are glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, Lord, that avail much in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for prophetess that prayed before us, oh God. We ask you to restore the virtue back into her body, oh God. Continue to crown her, oh God. Continue with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Continue to strengthen her, oh God, even as she stand in the gap for your people, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous that avails much in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of backlash or retaliation that will try to come against her, any weapons that formed against her, we bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this day, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercies, oh God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protection, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus over this line. Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus over everyone that's listening in, everyone that is standing in, hallelujah, in the gap, that's standing in, that's on this line, hallelujah, even for their loved ones and their friends and their people, Lord God. We ask you to just cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Go before us, oh God, and make the pathway clear and the crooked road straight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I honor you. I magnify you. I glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh God. You are our protection. You are everything, oh God. You are a very present help in the time of trouble, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are on time, God, oh God. Hallelujah. You know everything. You see everything, oh God. You hear everything, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you lead and guide us into all truth, Father. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen, oh God. We thank you that we're complete in you, who is the head of all principality and power, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to bless, hallelujah, this line on today, Lord God. Bless those that are listening in, and God, in the name of Jesus. God, meet the need of your people, God. You know the, you see and you know the spoken and the unspoken requests of the people that, hallelujah, are online that have prayer requests before you today, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless those, oh God, hallelujah, that have fasted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless them in a special way, God. Bless them for their obedience and faithfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, restore strength into those that are coming off the fast. Restore strength into their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Cause them to have wisdom on how to eat and what to eat, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our leader on today, Prophet LaRon Matthews. Hallelujah, and we pray for Prophet LaRon Matthews' ministry, and we pray for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Lord God, Church. Father, we ask you to bless each and every member, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless our going out and our coming in, oh God. Bless our down sitting and our uprising. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field, oh God. Bless our fruit in our basket, oh God, in store, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Cover our leader on today, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Crown him, bless him from the top of his say it to the sole of his feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, comfort him, oh God. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on what to do, how to do, and when to do it, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every hand of the enemy that comes to bring distraction, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind your hands and your plots against our leader on today. We lose strength to our leader on today, God. Cover him in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Make the way easy for him, God. We thank you for the anointing on his life, oh God. Hallelujah. God, that you're increasing him, oh God, hallelujah, in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Thank you for truth, oh God, that prevails in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we cover his children on the blood in the blood of Jesus on today, God. We cover his grandchildren on in the blood of Jesus, Father. Even the new baby that's on the way, oh God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, God. We ask you to bless the mother, oh God, in favor and childbearing, God, in the name of Jesus, that she bring forth, oh God, hallelujah, the seed, hallelujah, that you have planted in her from Prophet LaRon Matthews' son, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So bless them on today, hallelujah, in a special way. We'll apply the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless Prophet LaRon Matthews' mother and father on today, Susan Matthews and Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen them on today, God. Bless them inside and out. God, bless their organs. God, bless them, their health and strength. Bless their resources, God. Bless their finances, Father. Bless their seed on today, God. Their children, oh God. Their sons and their daughters, Father. Hallelujah. Everything that is meaningful in their life, oh God. Bless them in a special way, God. Thank you for your divine help and protection over them in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Bless Prophet LaRon Matthews' sons and daughters, oh God. Covenant partners, all those that are coming in, oh God, to this Lifeline Conference, Father. We ask you to bless them in a special way. Strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Be a hedge of protection around them. Bless them as they come through the airways, oh God, flying here, oh God. We ask you to let your divine grace and mercy be with them, oh God. We thank you for divine protection over their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless those that are traveling by car, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. Cause them to have everything that they need to have, oh God. Let them not forget nothing that is of importance, oh God. Hallelujah. But let the way be made easy for all those that are traveling in for the Lifeline Conference. We bind the hand of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind up confusion. We block every interruption, every prevention of the enemy that will try to come against them in any way, form, or fashion. We cancel your assignments now, and we apply the blood of Jesus over all those sisters and sons and daughters, hallelujah, hallelujah, and brothers that are coming in, Father. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke all accidents, all trouble, all hurt, all harm, all danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, God. Allow your angels to cap about them, oh God, as they go forth, oh God. Hallelujah, to do your will, oh God, as they come forth to seek your face, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need, hallelujah, according to that which you have purposed for their life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your ministering angels, your warring angels, your messenger angels, and your guardian angels, oh God, hallelujah, go before us, oh God, and make the crooked way straight, oh God, and the pathway clear. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your divine protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over our over those members and sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, because you care about us, Father. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you watch over us, oh God. Hallelujah. Those who love you, Lord God, you just light, hallelujah, in our goodness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for victory on today. In the name of Jesus. Bless, hallelujah, our pastor, Lord God. Hallelujah. And all the things that he has to do, Lord God, comfort him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, to have everything set, hallelujah, decently in order according to your will, according to your purpose, oh God, that he may rest, hallelujah, in you, Lord God. So let the peace of God rule in his heart, oh God, as he's preparing, oh God, to host, hallelujah, this great Lifeline conference, hallelujah, that's coming up this weekend, Lord God. Be glorified in what is said and what's done. Be glorified in what, hallelujah, you plan to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, that you are umbrella over us, oh God. We thank you that you cover us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to cover, oh God, this Lifeline conference. Continue to cover everyone that's coming. Continue to cover your will, your way, and your word, oh God. Continue to cover your purpose, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to let your shadow, oh God, of your wing cover us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Cover every apostle, cover every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every teacher, Lord God. Cover them in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, we thank you for the excitement in the air, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the great expectation, oh God, that's amongst the heart of your people, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will be glorified in what's said and done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless each and every person, oh God. Hallelujah. Even in the hotels, oh God, in the rooms, oh God. Let things be done, hallelujah, with favor, hallelujah, upon their life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of confusion, every spirit of blockage and interruption that will interrupt and block, oh God. Hallelujah, from the way being made easy, oh God, from those souls, oh God, from the saints, oh God, that are coming in, that are marching in, oh God, to be a part of this Lifeline, oh God. You are our life, oh God, and you are our line, oh God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, that you align up everything according to your will, your way, and your purpose, Father. We thank you that you see all, you know all, you hear all, God. You are omnipotent, oh God. You are all-powerful. You are omniscient. You are all-knowing, oh God, and you are omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time, oh God. So we, Father God, we ask you to be everywhere, hallelujah, concerning, hallelujah, this your will, oh God, for this conference, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that everybody will be divinely protected and safe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up the storms, oh God, that will hinder and will block and prevent any interruptions from this conference. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that what we've called to do, oh God, will fly above the storm, oh God. Hallelujah, will soar through the storm. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so we cancel the assignment of the enemy. We bind up every principality, every power, every ruler of forces, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every spiritual darkness. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over your entrapments, hallelujah, over your encampments that are trying to come against anybody that's coming, hallelujah, to the conference, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, that's trying to stand post to bring confusion because he's heard, hallelujah, of this Lifeline coming forth. We bind your powers in the name of Jesus. We cancel, hallelujah, your powers. We return them to the pits of hell from whence they come. Hallelujah. We decree and declare they will not prosper. Every weapon that's formed, we decree and declare it will not prosper. So we cancel
every form weapon that will come against this ministry. We cancel every form weapon that will come against this foundation church. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless, hallelujah, everyone that is working, hallelujah, together, hallelujah, to cause this conference to be, hallelujah, a success, hallelujah, according to your will, your way, and your purpose, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. We're doing it for your glory, oh God, that you be glorified in what we say and do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal souls, deliver souls, oh God. Meet the need of your people. Answer prayer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We pray for, hallelujah, Dr. Aretha Bryan on today, oh God. Hallelujah, we ask you to strengthen her in the name of Jesus, oh God, from all the things she has done, oh God, and all the things she's doing, oh God. Hallelujah, we call, hallelujah, the faithfulness, hallelujah, that she has done, hallelujah, before you, God, to remembrance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her in a special way, oh God. Hallelujah, make the way easy for her, God. Let things come together easy for her, God. Cover her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We cover everything that she says, hallelujah, and does, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus. So everything that she has set up, oh God, every order, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we cover it in the blood of Jesus. Let the rooms be in order, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Satarasaya, we bind spirits of confusion. We bind spirits of forgetfulness. We bind sleepy spirits. We bind spirits, hallelujah, of division. And we lose a spirit of alertness. We lose a spirit of expectation and awareness. We lose a spirit of watchfulness and prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So bless, hallelujah, Aretha on today, oh God, as she administrates this conference, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be on post, oh God. Let us be in our proper place at the right time, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, because you are faithful. We thank you, Lord God, that you watch over our, hallelujah, over your word, and hallelujah. Hallelujah. You watch over your word, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayer, Father. Hallelujah. We have this confidence in you, oh God, knowing that you hear us, that we have, hallelujah, the petition, oh God, that you're giving us, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you are so faithful, God. You are faithful and true, Father, and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for, hallelujah, moving, hallelujah, on us, oh God. We thank you for ordering our steps in your word, oh God. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that nothing, hallelujah, is going, hallelujah, before you, oh God, that you don't see, oh God, but you're watching over everything, oh God, and we thank you, Father. You are all powerful, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you see and you know all, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you so love us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for victory, oh hallelujah, on today, love. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for victory, hallelujah, over this Lifeline conference. We thank you for victory over each and every one that will be a part of this conference. Every member, every son, every daughter, every covenant partner, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory, God. We thank you that we're more than conquerors to you who love us, oh God. We thank you that we're triumphing because of the Lion, hallelujah, of the tribe of Judah, oh God. We thank you that we're triumphant, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So we ask you to continue to order our steps in your word, oh God. Continue to lead and guide us into all truth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every entrapment. We cancel those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every speaker, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless Apostle Mari Simmons on today, oh God. We cover him in the blood of Jesus. We cover his wife, Eugenia Simmons, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We bind up confusion. We bind up spirits of division that will try to come against them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for his team, oh God. We thank you for them, hallelujah, being a threefold cord that cannot be easily broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration truth, oh God. Yes, Messiah, oh God, let your light shine upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, open up the corridors, oh God, as they come through, oh God, into this region. Open up the corridors, oh God. Let your favor be upon them, oh God. In the name name of Jesus. Let them see the royalty coming through, oh God, the quarters, oh God. So thank you for the open doors, hallelujah, for Apostle Maurice and Eugenia Simmons on today, oh God, and Restoration Church coming in, oh God, hallelujah, from Virginia, Lord God. Hallelujah, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, and we bind every hindering force, oh God, and we thank you that you will make the way easy for them, oh God. We thank you that you will anoint them even the more afresh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God. You said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, oh God. So we thank you that no harm shall come to your anointing. Hallelujah. We thank you that no harm shall come to your prophets. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Dr. Pastor Carlina Wilkes on today, oh God. We cover her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We strengthen her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we ask you to make the way easy for her as well, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that she has an eye to hear and to see, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, cause her, oh God, hallelujah, to see even the more, oh God. Sharpen her discernment even the more, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, comfort her, oh God. Comfort her where she feel weak, oh God. Strengthen her where she needs strength, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her going in and her coming out, God. In the name of Jesus, cover in your blood, Father. Hallelujah. Cover that which you've given her to do, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you to continue to crown her, oh God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. And all those, hallelujah, that are coming with her, oh God. And all those that are connected with her, oh God. Even her ministry, oh God. We cover it in the blood of Jesus. Oh, bless her in a special way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even as she will go forth and bring forth your word, hallelujah. We cancel every entrapment of the enemy. We cancel every spirit of division. We cancel every spirit, oh God, that will try to come against her. In the name of Jesus, we lose wisdom, hallelujah. We lose understanding. We lose knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah. We lose a sound mind. As she will go forth, oh God, and minister to your people, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us hear by the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for Pastor, oh God, hallelujah, Ganey on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you to bless Pastor Ganey in a special way on today, oh God. Hallelujah, even as she come across the, hallelujah, the airways and the traveling through the road, God. We ask you to navigate, oh God, her direction, oh God. Even the people that are coming with her, God, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Navigate, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Navigate them, Lord God, hallelujah, in the direction they will go in, God. Even as she minister your word, navigate her words, oh God. God, we thank you that deep calls unto deep, oh God. Let her come out to the deepness of her spirit, oh God, to minister to your people, oh God, that you will be glorified, God. We thank you for an on-time word, oh God, that will come out of her belly, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bless her people, Father. We cover them all in the blood of Jesus, Father. Be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for victory, oh God, hallelujah, over Pastor Ganey and her team, oh God, as they come forth, Father, the teams that are coming forth with these speakers, God, hallelujah, we ask you to bless them, oh God, and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Mother Sydney on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her and her body, God. Continue to make the way easy for her. Continue to cause her to move in power and demonstration according to your will and your way and your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Every elder, oh God, every mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless them in a special way, oh God. The fathers, oh God, bless them in a special way as they come to this conference, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the leaders on today, Father. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the remnants, oh God. We thank you for the mothers and the fathers, God. Hallelujah. You said we don't have many fathers, hallelujah, and mothers, oh God, and elders, oh God, but we thank you for those that you are raising up at such a time as this, Father, hallelujah, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we bless the food that they eat, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless them with safety, we thank you for health and strength over them, oh God, we thank you for our nation on today, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this region, oh God. We thank you for the regions they're coming from, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for the kingdom of God and the government of the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We pray for all those that are in authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the kings, oh God. We pray for those, hallelujah, that are watching over us, oh God, the presidents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the vice presidents, the House of Representatives, the Senate, the Republicans, the Congress, oh God, all those that are, hallelujah, in the natural government arena, oh God, that is above us, oh God. We pray for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to move according to your will, your way, and your purpose, Father. We thank you, oh God, that nothing shall be, hallelujah, be tricked above you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your prophets and your prophets, your apostles and your prophets today. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You said you would not do nothing except you first reveal it, hallelujah, to your servants, the prophets, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall be done without your prophets being, hallelujah, notified, hallelujah, of what is happening in this land and in this earth, oh God. And let us be ready, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be on post, oh God. Let us be in order, oh God, according to your will, your way, and your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Bless our sister, Martissa Green, even on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, the administrator over Restoration Foundation, prophetic, hallelujah, international ministry. Bless her on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Martissa Green, oh God, strengthen her in her body, oh God. Hallelujah, strengthen her in her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her in the things she has to do, oh God, in her memory, oh God. Bless her in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, oh God, that we hold up the hands of our leader, Prophet LaRon Matthews, on today, oh God. We thank you that we strengthen him, oh God. We thank you that we're here to serve, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we just cover, hallelujah, this, hallelujah, Lifeline Conference in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless every minstrel, oh God. Bless every psalmist, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every musician that you have sent forth, oh God. Bless the songs, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless the offering. Bless the, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the hospitality, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the greeters. Bless the security, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the media department, oh God. Bless the sound waves, the ether waves, oh God. Those that will be listening in from far and near, oh God. Bless them in a special way, oh God. Oh God, be glorified, oh God. Hallelujah. Because we look to you, Lord God. We look to the hill from which cometh our help, Father. All our help come from you, the maker of heaven and earth, oh God. You put your mark upon us, oh God. We decree and declare that the world will not mark us according to the ways of the world, according to the government of the world, God. But we will have the seal of the mark of God, oh God, in our hearts and in our minds, oh God. Hallelujah. Upon our foreheads, oh God. You will seal us, oh God. So we thank you that you'll seal us, oh God, even before the foundation of the world, oh God, until the day of redemption, Father. We thank you that we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're making the way clear, oh God. We thank you that you're opening up the pathway, oh God, the pathway, hallelujah, of righteousness, oh God, the pathway of righteousness, hallelujah, for the righteousness, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the remnant of your people on today. Everything that is not like you, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out and we return it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to dark and dry places, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is not like you, we decree and declare it stay behind us, and everything that tries to be close to us, oh God, we decree and declare that it stay under our foot, under our feet, in the name of Jesus. We shall trample over every power of darkness, every power of the wicked, every scorpion. We trample over it in Jesus' name. We serve every devil notice, hallelujah, that you will not prosper, hallelujah. We serve every devil notice, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We cancel your weapons forms. We serve you notice. We cancel every weapon you formed against us. We decree and declare we're not prosper. We condemn every tongue that rise against us. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rise against us in judgment, we condemn it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that those lying words, those false tongues fall upon deaf ground in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears, shake both. They will not bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus, for we are the servants of the living God. Hallelujah. Our righteousness is of Christ Jesus, and this is our heritage. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for ordering our steps in your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much, oh God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for victory on today. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that this, hallelujah, conference shall be a success and you shall smile, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything we do, oh God, to please you, God. We delight, hallelujah, in pleasing you. We delight in your presence, oh God. We delight, so we ask that your presence, oh God, manifests out of us, oh God, richly and abundantly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your perfect will be done, oh God, in and out of our lives, oh God, that you be glorified, God. Let this conference go, hallelujah, down in history, oh God, that you, hallelujah, was the creator, oh God, of this conference, oh God, that you was the creator, hallelujah, of such a time as this, hallelujah, for this 10-year Lifeline conference, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for the victory, oh God. We thank you for your covenant promise on today. We thank you, oh God, for your promises are yes and amen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that you're covering us, oh God, with your covenant promises, even as you promised us, hallelujah, that the world would not be destroyed by floods, hallelujah, and you promised us through showing us your rainbow. So we thank you, Lord God, that we trust your promises, hallelujah, which is yes and amen in Christ Jesus, that this will be, hallelujah, a conference that you will be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We ask you to bless everyone on today, the sick, the shut in, oh God, everywhere, the sons, the daughters, the hallelujah, the children, oh God, even those that are disobedient, oh God, hallelujah, let them know that as they be willing and obedient, they shall eat the good of the land. So we pray for our millenniums on today. We pray for the ones they even call Generation X. We pray for them, oh God, and we decree and declare that they shall not be X out of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they shall live in this millennium years, oh God. So we cover them in the blood of Jesus. We cover their mind, oh God. Give them a mindset, oh God, of you, Lord God. Let the mind of Christ Jesus be within them, oh God, our youths on today. We pray for them, God. We actually even comfort the old. You said the old, hallelujah, know the wind. You call the young because they strong, oh God. So we ask that the strong would know, hallelujah, to listen to the old that know the way, oh God, and be respectful and submissive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So heal your people on today, those that are not feeling well in their body, oh God, hallelujah, that are even coming to this conference, oh God. We ask you to touch them and heal them, hallelujah, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Yes, we rebuke and bind every sickness and infirmity and disease in Jesus' name, and we loose your healing virtue, your balm in Gilead, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a great physician, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your love and your kindness, your tender mercies, oh God. We love you like never before, even more than we did on yesterday, oh God. We have excitement and great expectation for what you're doing in the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. So as you raise us up together, oh God, and assemble us and you gather us together, oh God, for your great assembly and gathering, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. So we ask you to continue to be glorified in what we say and do. Help us, God. We can't do it without you, God. We can't do nothing without you, oh God. We need you, Father. We need you to move amongst each and every one of us. Move within each and every one of us, oh God. Leading, God, and directors. And I thank you, Father God, for being that on-time God, oh God. Hallelujah. And for the prayers, hallelujah, of your people on today. And bless our pastor, hallelujah, and bless those that are serving with him in leadership. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Holy God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you on today. Lord, we honor you, we reverence you, we glorify and we magnify. And God, we magnify your name. Father, we're standing on the word of God, Lord Jesus, that comes from Isaiah 43, God, in 18. You said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. But behold, now you will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall we not know it? You will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in our desert. You also said in your word, God, in Isaiah 26 and 3, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, God. Let our mind be stayed on you, God. Move over the thoughts of our mind, God, the emotions of our mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and everything, vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. We're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And we come against the strong man, God, of the east and the strong man of the west and the strong man of the south, God, in the name of Jesus, and the strong man of the north, God. And we decree and declare to submatospheres and atmospheres, in trochospheres, in biospheres, in lithospheres, in hemispheres, God. And we pour down demonic forces, God, that operate, Lord Jesus, in the terrestrial realm that will interfere with the celestial realm of your word and your spirit right now from being released into the earth realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then the Lord God rebuke you. We overrule every diabolical activity of the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. The word of God just says in the book of Isaiah 9 and verse 5, he said, for every battle of a warrior, he is with confused noise. The garment is rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning fuse of fire. God, we thank you for the mandate of the men and women of God that standing in the gap all over the land, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, connect us for such a time as this, God. We speak and decree and declare to remnants, Lord, remnants in the earth realm, God, those that remain, God, in the earth realm that have not bowed to the spirit of Baal and the spirit of Balaam, to the spirit of Nimrod, in the name of Jesus, who have not bowed to ancient demonic activity, who have not opened up and served idols on the altar of demonic presence and spirits, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your power and your anointing over the people of God, in the name of Jesus. You said the fear of you, God, is the beginning of wisdom. You also said in your word in Psalms 90 and 12, you teaching us to number our years that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom, Lord. Give us the wisdom, God. Give us the lips of clay, God, that we would be able to decree those things in the earth, God, and calling those things that be not as though they were. God, we decree and declare right now, God, that everything will come into total alignment in the name of Jesus. God, we command the atmosphere, God, as we are in ether waves and airways, that they may line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We command the land survey, God, as we travel, God, by vehicles, airplanes, God, travel, God, by transportation, God, whether it's Uber, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, cover that car, cover that taxi, in the name of Jesus. Cover the bus, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the vehicle, Lord Jesus. Cover the train, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover those, God, that operate in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your perfect will be done, God. We bind up accidents that have been sent in the spirit realm against people that are traveling. In the name of Jesus, we overrule every diabolical activity that will try to stop them from getting to airports. We come against demonic database that will try to stop them in the airways. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We overrule your diabolical database in the name of Jesus. And we're pulling down the stronghold. And we're pulling down strongholds that operate through airplanes in the name of Jesus. And God, you move swiftly
angels of the living God. We ask for your protection over the plain in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your arm and your hand of protection around us. You said your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong. Behalf of them that are perfect towards you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the power of prayer, God. We thank you right now for a time of prayer and a time of intercession. God, even as you said to Solomon in the word of God in 2 Chronicles 7, God, you told Solomon you have prepared and made this place a place for him, God, to dwell in. And then you said if you shut up the heavens that there be no rain, but if you command the locusts to divide the land, but if my people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you will forgive their sin, you will heal their land. Father, we thank you right now for the connection of healing, the connection of breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we're coming to the home stretch of this conference, God, there are many people that are standing seeking your face, God, laying on the altar of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, now protect them, God. Protect their personage, protect their jobs, protect their children, protect their siblings, their loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, God. Let nothing come nigh them, God. Let nothing come nigh them. Determine state troopers, state official, God. Give them that protection that they need, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. For the glory of your latter house will be greater than that of the former, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for making a way, God, out of no way for them. We thank you right now for prospering them, God. Prospering them going in and prospering them going out. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, you said in your word in Isaiah 24, the earth is also defiled under the inhabitants there because they have transgressed the law and changed their ordinance and broken the everlasting covenant. God, we're standing on the word. We're standing on the power. We're standing on your greatness. In the name of Jesus, strengthen those preachers, strengthen those intercessors and ministry gifts, God, that are pouring out now, God. Pour back inside of them, God. Renew them and refresh them in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Luke 18:1 unto this end, that we man also always to pray and to not faint, God. We're not fainting in our prayer time. We're not fainting in our walk with you. We're not fainting in our family. We're not dropping the ball, God, but we're picking up the anointing for a new level in you, God. We thank you right now for breakers anointing, God. We thank you, God, for the breakers anointing, God, that's breaking through for us, breaking through in our financial portfolio, those that are sacrificing. God, we thank you for their sacrifice, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Those that are trying to get off their jobs in management, making it difficult for them. Those that are walking in fear and intimidation, you make a way for them, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are carrying guilt and guilt complex for things they've done to other folks, God, in the name of Jesus, we overrule it. Because your word said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit but not after the flesh, God. We know that we're not walking in the guilt, in the bitterness, in the rejection, in the hurt, God, in the name of Jesus. But we're coming with our mind, spirit, and heart to serve you, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify your name. We thank you for peace being still. And we give you praise for the men and women of God, Lord, our brothers and our sisters, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen to the word of God. Bless the Lord for the people of God. Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gift, and kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord for you all, and we honor God for who you are today. And we certainly give God praise, glory,
and the honor. He is so awesome to us. I want to share something with the people of God. I want to be before you, Lord. This is for everybody here, because oftentimes we walk in a complex of pain, guilt, and oftentimes people deal with things in their life that they make mistakes and make errors, and they fall in the guilt complex and condemnation. And the enemy wants to leave a mark on us, especially believers. And one of the things about that low-down, dirty devil is that he likes to keep conflict going on in our mind when it does not exist. He keeps rejection, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, malice, and most importantly, the biggest thing that a lot of believers worry about is what people think of you and what they say about you. And then another one is, I thought that's how you feel without going to ask how they feel. And regardless of how they feel, it's what God says concerning the Lamb Book of Life. That's the most important thing. I want to share something from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1. Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1. And I want everybody to focus particularly to verse number 10. That's the masterpiece of, I believe, the work of art of Corinthians 13. This is a masterpiece of love of God. But the work of art comes from verse number 10, and I want to read it. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, that is love, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, to be able to speak into the future, into the past, and understand all mysteries and be able to flow in the mysteries of the unknown in all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and I'm not charity, it profited me nothing. It is nothing. 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 Amen. Not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeking not our own evil. Did not easily provoke, thinking no evil, rejoice not in iniquity. Rejoice in truth, bear all things, believe all things, hope it all things, and do it all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they should fail. Whether there be tongues, speaking in tongues, they should speak. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, but we prophesy in part. Now, he spoke here very important thing in here as it relates to the word charity. Charity, he spoke the word charity here. And as I was hearing it and I was reading it, you know, the word charity was spoken so many times, which means love. It holds its value. And I want to continue. I'm going to read all the way through, but I just want to earmark an important thing. And the first verse number 10 is that, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part should be done away with. When I was a child, I speak of the child, I understood of the child, I thought of the child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So through a childish thing. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Now abideth faith, charity, and these two. But the greatest of these is charity. Book of charity. And I was just reading here, I counted charity out. So I was reading, I believe I counted it out. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 times. When it's reading, if someone saw more, you can certainly let me know if you saw more in this particular verse here. Call it a masterpiece. But what's important is that when that which is perfect is come, that kind, then that which is in part is done away with. That means that love is a very powerful action, very powerful. And I believe of all of the things that we're going to experience through this weekend conference is the power of love. The power of love. And not about the Lifeline conference. It's about the heart of God that gives us the life through the line. And through the Lifeline conference, started with the heart of reaching people through a sound to touch the ear of men and women all over the world that navigated people. There will be some that will be coming with scars, that will be coming with wounds, that will be coming with guilt, shame, embarrassment, how they feel, what they have said, things they've done, experience in things inside of them, abortions that they committed, fornication, lies, deception, hurt, pain, issues, struggles, addiction, frustration, church disappointment, church hurt, feeling some type of way, looking for something, desiring something, and the list goes on. People of God, unforgiveness, bitterness, wondering what somebody said about them, wondering what they heard in the spirit, and really it was the spirit of the devil in the spirit realm speaking to them, their emotions, their feelings, they're all coming with something. And I want the people to know that as you will meet people in hotels, you will meet them in the conference, you will meet them eating, you will meet them at a mall, you will meet them somewhere, we all, behind our glasses, our masks we will wear, some will not come because they're afraid. Some will watch from Facebook, Periscope, Instagram, YouTube, and the list goes on. We'll be coming for something. They will need something from you. And they want get to know you. They want to connect with you. They want to say hello to you. They'll smile, but their smile might be the smile that you want to see or that you experience. This smile may be a painful situation. For some, it's to get away from their city, their town, their neighborhood. Some to be able to meet each other for the first time because they heard about you. They talked about you. They saw you via whatever medium it is. So we're putting down, we're taking off a mask, and we're allowing the vulnerable us to be presented to each other. Some will be dressed fine, fashioned, great up. Some will be preparing themselves, beautifying themselves, creating themselves, doing everything they can to create an image. But the greatest thing you're going to have is the power of love. So if you come into the conference from whatever city, town you are, nation, part of the world, we're coming to show you love. If I walk in, I miss you, but I didn't say hello. I'm speaking only for me. It's not personal because we've prepared all week, and sometimes my cerebellum won't pick up the scent of your hello. I might have missed it. So you have to remind me and say hi again to me because it's not personal, okay? I just want you to know. There's some that have come and say, Pat, Prophet Matthew feels some type of way to me. Please dismiss that. There's no feeling, no ill feeling. I release myself from anything, any person, any issue, any pain, any lies, deception. I'm coming with a heart of love, the love of God, the Spirit of God on me. I'm coming because I'm coming with knowing that my brothers and my sister need to be resuscitated no matter who you are, what part you are, what town you're in, what part of the community you came from, your ups and downs, your ins and outs, how you got here. Some paid their last money, everything they had to get here. Some put a light bill behind, a gas bill behind. Some didn't pay this bill just to get here. And so we're embracing you. 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 If I walk out quickly, too fast, and I didn't say hi, don't let the enemy fool your mind by saying, he's not saying hi to me, or she's not saying hello. He's too busy. No, we're here for you. We're here for you. We have kingdom men and women of God who will say hello to you. If I miss you, it's not intentional. If I wave across the room and just wave at you and say hi to you, if I grab you and embrace you, it's okay for me to do that because that's who I am. I'm a family person. I'm a father. I'm a big brother. I'm an uncle. I'm a friend. I'm a godfather. I'm a spiritual father. I'm a dad. I'm everything. So if I speak to you for 3 minutes, say hello, and just say, well, I got to say hello to someone else, don't take it personal. If you talk to me and I turn my face just a little bit and look back at you, it's not that I'm not grabbing you. My antennas are picking up some other stuff. So, but we're bringing in love. If I shake your hand and say it's good to see you and talk to you, we're here for you. I want you to know that because this love that people see have been misconstrued. Because oftentimes I used to hug one of my daughters 20 seconds more than my other one. And you know, Bree is my oldest daughter. And she was saying, hey, you hug T longer than me. I said, but you guys remember, I gave you money and I didn't get T money. And then T turned around and said, Dad, you gave her money. I said, well, honey, I just gave you a hug longer than I gave her. So it equals. I gave one a hug and then I gave one a little bit more money. So what's the problem? And they both laugh at me and say, and they look at it, man, Dad gave me money or Dad gave me a hug. But they love each other because they're twins. So if I hug somebody a little longer and I didn't hug you, it's okay. We're still twins. We all twins. I hope this is blessing somebody today. It's the power that comes with love. The power that builds and strengthens each other. The power of fellowship. The power of connection. I want you to come with an expectation that, you know, that there's a love in the atmosphere. There's a love for not that building there, not the purple chairs, not the mic, not the seating, but the love of each other, the comfortability of each other. Some people won't know you until you open your mouth and they say, oh, yeah, I remember you. You were the person that prayed. Somebody said, oh, you were the one who made the prayer request. And you'll navigate. Some of you will take numbers and say, can we talk? Some will connect with others. Some will fellowship with others. Some will ride with others. Some may not ride with others. And we all will connect because this is charity. It's a charity. It's love. And the love that you will see will be the love of greatness of God. I told our restoration family some years ago, I said, you know, when a conference time comes, your dad will not be able to give you all of the attention that you want. So we want to excuse the attention-seeking part today. Because we want to embrace the people who have not saw us. And we want you to share a little bit. I was shopping one time, and Naeem was with me, and Durante was with me at the same time. And we were all together, and we were at one of the stores looking at some clothing. And both of them were looking at clothing, and they were trying to get a little bit more money than they were supposed to. I didn't even told them how much I was going to give each of them. And they decided that they were going to shot to the drop type of thing. And so in doing that, I saw another person that I hadn't seen in a long time. Have you been there? And I said, well, son, you guys go ahead over there. You go ahead and shop. Now, I usually keep my eye on them because I know they like to look at the clothes and they miss the tags on the clothes. So they will go pick up some clothes, but they will not look at the tag. Let me say it again. They'll go over and pick up some clothes, but they won't look at the tag, you know, the tag on it. That means the price, what it says. And they don't look at it. They just pick up the clothes. So I was talking, and we were having a great time and sharing. I'm excited about them and my sons. And then they just shopping. I told them they were shopping until they dropped. And so I gave them my love and said, it's good to see you. I'm excited to see you. We saw each other in years and all of those things. So I get to them, and they got their stuff in the car. They say, you got your stuff? Yeah, but you got it. You told me to get this many pants. Oh, you got three. You got three, okay. You got a shirt. So what, I don't like the shirt, but anyway, it'll work. You know, that's that fashion. So we get to the line, and the three pants and the shirt, the lady start, well, she rung up one pair of jeans, and I heard, and I looked at the registered number, and I looked and said, hold on, ma'am. Could you hold on. Is that the right price? She said, yeah. I said, no, that ain't the right price, right? That's for two of them. She said, no. And so I looked at my son. I said, oh. He said, well, Dad, you were taking time to talk to somebody because you said you ain't seen him in a long time. And so we got what we had, too. I said, well, son, you didn't look at the price. He said, well, I said, Dad, you know, one of the things we learned from you is we ain't been into the store a long time either. And we weren't looking at the price. We just got what you told us to get. What am I saying here? Oftentimes, when you haven't seen a person in a long time, the price is high to talk. The price is high to communicate. The price is high to say things. And you don't look at the price or the timing, but you look at the love. And my son said to me, Dad, don't worry about it. It's the love that you have for us. And I looked, I had to be quiet, and went on and paid for those $54 pair of jeans that he wanted. And I just said, okay, we paid for it, got in the car. I'm learning now that so many times, if you haven't seen a person in a long time, and enjoy yourself, you still have to let your children know that even though you haven't seen a person in a long time, don't get lost in the marketplace. Don't get lost. Don't get lost. Because we all are here together. We're in this thing together. There's a power. But here's what gathered me in verse 10. He said, but when that which is perfect, that which is perfect is coming. That means I came to the level of maturity. I came to the place of growth. I came to the place of understanding. Then that which is in part is done away with. That means that I no longer going to act out of character. I'm not going to act unseemly. I'm going to understand that I've reached a place of being perfected in it. I'm perfected in that area. I'm mature in that area. So I'm not going to worry if I don't sit in the front seat of the building or the second seat. I'm okay because I'm still in a place where I can hear sound. I'm still in a place where the love is at. I'm still in a place where greatness is at. I'm still in a place where the power of God is at. And the love of God is there. So we are here. We're servants. I'm a servant. So I like to keep that. I'm a servant. So the servant serve the people. I'm a servant. It's hard for me to allow people to serve me, but as a servant, I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve the people that come and talk and enjoy themselves. So I'm servant. Oftentimes, I have my food right in front of me, and I might be eating and walk away just to say hello, and then I come back, and somebody got to warm my food up. But we're servant. We're the servant. Love carries the word more than enough. God is more than enough. And our love is more than enough. So we're here for you. you don't have to step back and say, I don't want to say anything because they don't know me. That's not us. We're not like that. We're a different pedigree. We're different people. But the presence of God is so important to me, and the love of God is. And so even though we speak in tongues of men and of angel, we still have love. We won't become a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. Even though I may prophesy and understand mysteries and knowledge and have faith to move mountains, but I still have love. The love, we're here. We're bringing the love. We're bringing the strength of God. We're bringing the power of God. So it's okay to let somebody sit next to you. You know, it's okay to slide over a little bit and let somebody in that particular seat in the aisle. It's okay to move over two spaces and let somebody sit there. It's going to be okay. It's okay if somebody accidentally bump into you. And they may not say, excuse me, but they didn't see you. It's okay to say, oh, but it's okay. But because it's the love, it's the power of love. So many things that are navigating in the earth realm and happening. You may not get a seat in the sanctuary. We might have to put you downstairs in the lower part of the sanctuary. If deemed, we'll have a seat for you there. It may not be room there. We'll tell you to go over to Facebook and watch it over there. It's okay, but as soon as service is over, we'll make provision to hug you or embrace you. That's just the love of us. Because that which is perfect come, it means that which is in part is done away with. Because we're coming into a place of being perfected. Your mistakes was then, but now you're being perfected. The words you said then, you're now being perfected. The way you carry yourself then, now you're being perfected. The way you act then, you're being perfected. We all are coming to a place of perfecting, being perfected by each other. Not infected, but being perfected by each other. And being perfected by each other means that the infection that was once there is no longer there because we're being perfected by each other. We're being a strength to each other. We're showing each other the love, the greatness of God, the strength of God. We're going to worship in the greatness of God. We're going to sing in the greatness of God. We're going to embrace in the greatness of God. We don't have our favorite preacher. We just have the presence of God where his presence dwells. We don't have our favorite worship leader or praise person, but we're going to let God will be done because we just love God. We just love, I'm telling you, just the love of God, the greatness of God, the strength of God, the conversation of God, the ways of God. No one will be left out in this season. No one will be left out in this season. And so our conversation will be a conversation of greatness. Our conversation will not be a conversation of, oh, what I heard, or what I saw, or what I assumed, because that's not being perfected. That's being messy. So what we're going to do is we're going to show the love of God. We're going to show the strength of God. We're going to show the greatness of God. We're going to show the hand of God. We're going to show the power of God because it's in you. The greatest thing about salvation is love, because when we accept him, he accepts us dirty. And then he brought us into salvation and made us clean. So we all came into being accepted by him dirty. So he took us in and cleaned us up. So we all are coming to this place, or going to be in this place with such a powerful presence of God and such a loving atmosphere. In a loving place, you're going to come in with just the joy of God and the surrender of God and the splendor of God, the glory, that splendor that's going to be what we need. We're not going to act unseemly. We're not going to act out of character. You know, we're going to do it all in love, the love of God. We're going to do it in the strength of God. And with the strength of God, It teaches us how to have what we call self-control. Self-control. I control myself. I'm flowing the prophetic, but I control myself. I flow in the apostolic, but I control myself. I have self-control. And that self-control shuts down all of the alley conversation, shuts down all of the car conversation. It brings the love. That's what it is called, self-control. I know how to control myself. So if I speak prophetically to you, I don't all of a sudden just walk up and say, oh, you know, the Spirit of the Lord God said, no, self-control said, God bless you, man of God. God bless you, woman of God. While you were sitting there, the Lord gave me a word for you. And can I release that word? And that person may say, I want to make sure it's okay for my leader. This is okay to release it from my leader. That's self-control. And we all going to operate in self-control. We're going to control ourselves. So that the power, and so that's the power of love. So that when we release the word of you with wisdom and understanding and power and authority, greatness of God, and then it will come out. It won't clash against that ministry. It won't clash against that destiny. It won't clash against that life. But it will connect the dots in the lifeline. That's what a lifeline is about. Such a powerful place in God, in the presence of God, and the thing that God will release. We are carriers of the love, charity. It's a powerful tool that's going to strengthen everyone in the place, everyone in the building, everyone in the seat. You might not have the stage that day or the stage the following day, but thank God that you're in the presence of a stage that can bring power to the arena. So we thank God for what the Lord is going to do and how he's going to do it. But when that is perfect, it comes, and that which is in part is done away with. So we're going to do everything in the spirit of love, in the strength of love, in the greatness of love, and the power of a loving God. So when you see another brother and sister, you're going to see them, who they are in God, and in the glory of God, in the splendor. The splendor of God, something about the splendor of God is so great. When the glory steps in the room, the splendor of God is so powerful, and his glory is so strong. Verse number four said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not itself, and charity vengeth not itself. It's not puffed up. So it's such a powerful tool. It's not self-aggrandizement. It's the greatness of God in a place. That's the charity, the love of God in the presence of God. That's what we are all about in our lifeline conference, our prophetic conference. We don't gossip. We don't smoothie up our nose. You don't get with someone else and say, just want to ask you a question. And if the question doesn't add up with God, we may say, no, we're not going to talk about that question right there. We're going to keep it in the presence of God because we're going to keep the glory of God moving, the presence of God moving, the hand of God moving, because it's going to be the glory. It's going to be the glory. And especially if you fasted and prayed. And we're not talking about the ones that join us for the purpose of dieting so they can fit their clothes. But we're talking about those who are fasted so they can break their flesh and walk in the presence of God, breathe in the presence of God, and show the love of God. And that's where we at. And I'm excited about charity because we all have been what? We've endured time. We made it through those tests and tried of time. We made it through 10 years. 10 years. And it's not a lot. But that is a decade. So we thank God for the strength, the power, and the love of God bringing us to this place to be where we're at. and to see his mighty hand on you, and just to fellowship with you, just to embrace. Now, I'm not taking away from those who are what I call COVID nervous. It's okay to be COVID nervous, because I know some people are COVID nervous. That means that you may not be interested in touching, hugging. It's okay. You might want a knuckle tap a person, elbow, shoe tap. It's okay. But that doesn't stop the love we have, because we understand. We don't put any stress on anybody, because charity never fails. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. It provokes not itself. A handshake is great. That's fine. If you want to do it with gloves, rubber gloves, you want to do it with a towel, you want to do it with a shoestring, you name it, you know. We are here because of the charity and the love of God. Verse 5 says, did not behave unseemly, seeking not her own, not easily provoked. Think it no evil. You think it no evil. You don't look at a person and go, because that means, can I share this with you? Because it's very important to me. When I was in pastures, it said, 7 years ago, we were walking down the street, and this homeless man came with an ass, and, two of them. I was the third person, said, three, struck me as four. And they were like, that he'd been drinking for years, we know him. But I didn't know him, so I didn't let them stop me. So I stopped and talked to the man for a few minutes while they were going into the restroom, and I spoke to him, said hello to him. Didn't concern myself with the circumstances of the situation. But I embraced him, showed him some love, giving him a blessing to him at the same time. And not knowing all of the details of his life, he shared a few things with me. Something was powerful about it. The hand of God, the love of God on me. He had a shortcoming in life. He had a painful circumstance in life. And so, if everybody was thinking evil, that's not love. So when you look at another person and a thought come in that's not godliness, then you got to ask yourself, is that the love? Because the word of God says, charity thinketh no evil. If a thought comes in your mind and it think evil, then there's not love there. So you may want to say, God, help me, because that's not you. Because it thinks no evil. It's not evil. And oftentimes we have a thought in our mind, and it's not a good thought, and then we dismiss it. But we miss the scripture that says, love, charity, think it, no evil. So it doesn't, even if something was said to you, a thought was told to you, the way you feel, it think it, no evil. So just touch your mind and say, oh, God, help me. That's not you. And then just continue on with the glory. Because there's some great things that the Lord is doing. So we want the atmosphere to be conducive for being wanted. Amen. Then he goes down and says, in verse number 11, said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, maturity, I mean, I put away childish things. So I'm not going to act childish. I'm not going to do childish things. We're not childish. People are not childish. When things don't go their way, they start acting childish. A child. They start acting a little funny. They seek attention. They didn't say nothing to me. They didn't give me an extra candy. They didn't give me an extra. That's childish, the child. We're putting away childish things. All the childish stuff. Verse number 12, he says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but being. Now, we come into seeing the real and the face of God. Now, I know in part, but then shall I know even I know. So we're looking at the face of God when we face yourself. And it said, and now abide in faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest is the love of God. Greatest is the love of God. I'm coming with the love of God. I'm coming with the strength of God, the power of God. I'm coming with the love of God. Charity of God, the power of God. I'm bringing the, when I come into his presence, I have the torment. So I'm bringing his presence with me. But when I come into his presence, I'm bringing his torment. So I'm coming in with my torment into the presence. I'm coming into the atmosphere with my torment into the presence. See my sister, see my brother, see my children, see my friend, see my son, see my daughter, see everybody. I'm coming into the presence with the greatness of God and the power of God in my life and the love of God in my heart. I'm bringing the love of God in my heart into the presence. The love of God. That's the love of God. So now that I understand the power of the love of God and the presence of the love of God, I don't mind being a picture to God, an example to God. So if I snap a picture with you, I don't mind. If I change my clothes and put on another outfit, I don't mind. I don't mind embracing the moment. I don't mind sharing the moment. It may not be for, it may be for 2 minutes, it may be for 3 minutes. It may be a run in and out of hello. It may be for, oh, give me a quick second, I got to change clothes because I might have ministered, but I'll still say hi to you. Just the atmosphere and the presence of God there. We're coming together. We're gathering people. We're gathering the women who came through the obituary year, struggling year, difficult year, tough year, painful year, aggravating year, separation year, loneliness year, abandonment year, rejection year. So we're coming together to break all of that. I'm expecting a breakout. I'm expecting something great. I'm expecting something powerful. I'm expecting the love of God on you, in the building, in the place. And I'm excited about it. That's where I am. That's where it's in this masterpiece. This is a masterpiece of so many things that God is speaking of. The Paul discussion. So, I'm coming with it. Not a lack of the love of God. Show how important it is to exercise it, to release it, and to have it. Amen. We want to praise God through every situation. Now, this is very important. This one is very, very important to me because oftentimes I see it, you know, wherever I go. And sometimes people say, well, I'm not going to go to them first because I'm going to wait for them to come to me. I'm not going to say them. I'm waiting for them to come to me. If they don't come to me, that means I know that they don't like me or they love me. No, no, no. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Who go first thing? Because God is ultimately. He's the ultimate thing. He's the greatness of who it is. For the power of God. So many good things the Lord is just bringing together because it's in his hand. It's in his hand. Greatness of God. I don't mind giving them my parking space to let you park. I don't mind walking 2 blocks to let you only go half a block. That's the power of God. That's the love of God. That's the greatness of God. That's where we at. That's the love of God. Charity, love, the fellowship, the friendship, the connection, the atmosphere. We, the love of God, the love of God, the lifeline, conference 2021. The love of God, the power of God, the strength of God, the fellowship with my brothers and my sisters in every capacity of the greatness of God. We're trying to destroy a hand in the kingdom of darkness that doesn't love any of us at all. Amen. I bless you all today. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. You have sent us into it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord for you. Thank you, God. Thank God. The people of God. Something great is on the horizon. And you are part of it. Something great is on the horizon. Definitely, you're part of it. Something great. On the horizon. You're part of it. God has not forgotten you. You are you are today. Amen. All right, thank you, God. Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, those who shared scripture. Bless you all on today. We honor God for you. I'm excited. The countdown is on. For some of us, the fast ends today. After the conference or during the conference. But we thank God. Those who are through it. And the power of the blessing. All right. If you have a question, comment, you want to copy the prayer today that was shared today, all you have to do is go over to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Leroy Matthews and go into the archive and get a copy of the word that was shared today in its entirety. It's available to you. Have it especially on today. We thank you on today. Anyone have a question or comment today, we'll give you opportunity to share that. If you have a praise report, I told you this is going to be an accelerated week. There's going to be financial breakthrough. We just, Administrator Brian sent me an ad. She probably sent it to some of you all, too. She sent me, a lady went to an ATM machine and got $20 out, and her receipt said she had $2 billion sitting in her bank account. Man, that's a powerful thing when you're watching $2 billion. And the question is, what would you do with that $20 billion? You can't even spend $100 million and take another $20 billion. Even if you bought you a yacht, an island, and some land, and a house, and some service, you're going to be able to spend that $20 billion. A lot of money. A lot of money that you have. We bless the Lord. All right, anyone got a question, comment for us on today? Thank God for you on today. If you do, let's start fixing, come in. Yeah, let's do a little. Let's just let me start it off. But we in it now. So we did good. I told you, our communication frequency has been a little shifted a little bit because of the monitoring system. All right. God bless you, man of God.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Prophet. This is Pastor Aaron Myers of Ark Family Fellowship. Thank God for you all on the line. Just listening even to your prayers is powerful. Even before I got on the line, I was meditating on the Lord, and I listened, as you mentioned, even the word expectation. And so before the line got started, I was, asking, God about even what are my expectations? What is it that I'm expected to do from the Lord himself? So even meditating on that, and then even prior to that, as I was busy doing some runs and stuff, and, you know, getting some last-minute things done today. And I was meditating on the Lord, you know, even throughout that. And what I heard, I keep hearing is godly encounters. There's going to be some godly encounters pertaining to this conference. So as you were speaking, you mentioned about the getting to the spirit of fellowship. Don't be timid about going and getting people's information, getting to know one another. Another thing that I was, you know, God keeps telling me about is community. Not just because I'm out in the community, but establishing a community of people, you know, more so with Christ-like, with us as being brothers and sisters in Christ. And I kind of, you know, I laughed, you know, to myself as you, I listened as you mentioned that how your daughters, I believe you say your daughters pick with each other or pick with you about who gets what. And I know you were, that was actually a teachable moment saying, because I listened as you said that, you know, don't feel the type of way if you may mention someone or may, they may find you, someone may find you speaking to someone or you may not speak this, that, and the first and the third. And it brought me to a mindset of even it has got how God sees us in the form of fatherhood, you know, and listening that you are, and you understand that you are a father, but, both naturally and spiritually. But, you know, so I kind of, you know, took it to myself that even as, you know, children, you know, we all are still children in the sight of God. So, of course, even down to we may find ourselves coveting, and I know you're just using your daughter as an example, but, you know, we as even the body of Christ, we go and covet. Well, we say, why does so-and-so has this, or Bishop so-and-so has that? Well, why was the Archbishop talking to Minister so-and-so? Or, you know, so, you know, so I listened even at that, you know, that became a form of expectation for me. You know, don't be so caught up in the scene that I want to be seen, but, you know, still go out with the expectation of love for the community, love for my community. You know, so, I mean, I've been telling I've been telling my assistant pastor and my leader, Pastor Ganey, with, you know, they know me. I'm not really a sociable person, but I know this past year, and it wasn't because of the pandemic, I've been feeling God pulling on me about becoming more social. I remember actually a couple of years ago, I said to Pastor Ganey, and this was before I even considered, you know, being a pastor or leader in any form. I said to her some years ago, I said, I want to be able to get around more Christ-like people. Because, you know, even, you know, when you get into a different environment, you too begin to change. So I'm coming with expectations. God was dealing me with expectations these last couple of days. I'm looking to walk into the expectation of these God-like encounters. I truly am going to be looking forward to meeting everyone who's going to be at that conference, whether young, old. You know, I'm just looking to be more involved. You know, how can I be of help? You know, and, you know, even listening and understanding the word, that even as the apostles speak, they always say, my brethren. You know, so even in the word of God, it establishes, you know, a bond, friendship, brotherhood. It establishes these different things in which you spoke on today. So I'm excited. You know, it really has ignited my spirit to really come out and do, you know, thus says the Lord. So I thank God for you just being even the man of God and the man of God who you are, and even you speaking your truth and the truth of the word. Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Meyer. Bless you, man, God. We just bless God. That's where we are in this season. That's where we are, not only in this season, but in our life.
Yes, sir.
It's a short window. We're in a short window here. And in that short window, people are leaving here so quickly. We're not saying people are going to leave here this quickly, but we're saying in the window we're in, we're leaving a mark that can never be erased. We're showing love. We're showing strength. We're showing family. We're showing brotherhood. We're showing sisterhood. We're showing unity. We're showing genuineness in the body. And that's it. That's the love of God. That's the power of God. That's the strength of God. And that's the power of the lifeline. The power of the lifeline. Counseling, ministry of excellence. I don't expect any great leader to walk into the sanctuary chewing gum. You follow me? If they're chewing gum, then it may be the gum because their teeth, they don't have any teeth in their mouth. You follow me? But I'm looking for the greatness that comes in that place.
Yes, yes, sir.
I'm looking for people who are strong in God. Yeah.
Amen. And I just want to say one more thing. I was listening. Oh, excuse me. Is somebody going?
No. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I just want to say this one last thing. I remember Monday night, I believe it was Apostle Simmons. He said, he summed the word up perfectly. He said revival. Everyone was commenting about what they were expecting to see and what God was telling them about pertaining to this conference. And so when he said the word revival, I mean, that summed it up so well. I mean, honestly, if I could have took off running in that moment, I would have. But Lord, he said revival. You know, that just kept ringing ringing in my spirit. Even you know more so today, because again, I was really meditating on today. And I just, even the Lord spoke to me today was that, you know, I dare not leave this conference without something being changed in me, without going into a different level of elevation. It's going to be so godly that anyone who comes and leaves from this place is going to have to change. Something's going to have to come out of them. So, I mean, when he said the word revival, I mean, it really had ignited my spirit to another level. It really brought upon the severity, and not that I was taking the conference lightly, but it really began to hamper down on me the severity of what this conference is. Amen. So that's pretty much what I want to say. So if Prophet is on, he is going to say thank you, God. Thank you, man of God, for your words even on Monday night. Amen.
Bless you, man. Hallelujah. I'm even more excited. That even put a bit, that put more excitement inside me as well. Thank you so much, Pastor. And Maya, our family fellowship, Marion, South Carolina. Bless you all today. Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Godly encounter, I wrote down. Number two, community. Godly encounter, community, two powerful things. That rested my spirit. Very heavily rested in my spirit. Amen.
Yes,
anyone else? Amen. You, Lord. We bless you.
Hello, Prophet LaVon. It's Minister Kimberly.
God bless you, Minister Kimberly.
God bless you. I just want to tell you for the last few Wednesdays that I've been listening in. Sometimes I don't always.
And where you from?
Where am I from? Oh, Milwaukee.
Bless you. Okay, thank you.
Amen. And my daughter and I, we've gotten to meet you through Standing in the Gap with the late Mother Blackwell. So we have that prayer of yours that we've been listening to. Yeah, that prayer is awesome. Yeah, so I just want to say you've been so on point because I come on here with expectation, and you always give a consistent confirmation no matter what it is. That you are speaking on, like about how you said last week, the altar course. And I have been talking to God. I said, yep, I know I altered my course, God. I humble myself, hallelujah. And then even today you did the 1 Corinthians, and especially the 13 and 4 about putting away the childish things. Oh, my God, my daughter can confirm how God led me to pray that, and he knows why. And I just thank God that when you're really seeking him, how he'll give you that confirmation that, you know, it'll be things that I'm only discussing with me and my daughter. Sometimes it's just me and the Lord. And I'm just always grateful that he gave me the confirmation to let me know that he hears me. And I pray that everybody, when we get on here with that expectation that you can get what you need when you're really chasing after God. And I do. I just thank God for all that you've been doing, and I pray that God continually take the limits off your conference for this weekend. Yep, that everybody be on one accord, everybody that's there. Mm-hmm. Yep, be about the Father's business. Don't let any of the distractions get in there. Get all that you can get while you can get it. Keep that focus. The time, what is winding up. And so I thank God for you, Prophet Laron, and you and your mighty intercessors. Like I said, I keep you all in my prayers on a constant basis. I thank God for all of those that really are laboring for the Lord and keeping that focus, because that's key. So God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Kim, from Wisconsin. Thank you. Lifeline Conference. Bless you all today. And if you decide to come, we'd love to have you in our presence. We appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Standing in the gap, Mother Blackwell served with her 14 years. Back in 1997, I connected with Mother Blackwell, 97. Great general, intercessor, prayer warrior, prophetess in her own right. Many of the things she prophesied to me, and, well, the thing, 1997, when we connected, I was like a little child under her wing, and so many things she imparted in me and spoke to me and spoke over my life in those times and said will come to pass. And majority of them have came to pass. And I'm still here, and many of them are still coming to pass. And she's gone on to be with the Lord. Mother Rose Blackwell. So thank you, woman of God. And we thank God for Sister Divine. Amen. Person who stood with her, I think, the last 22 years of the ministry, the mother, very kingdom minded person. So thank God for the divine connection. We bless the Lord for you as well. So you are neighboring state, Wisconsin, and Illinois, neighboring state. Thank God. And thank God for your travel. You have to travel a distance to get to those conferences. We bless the Lord for you as well. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for connecting with us. We appreciate it. Amen. And then anyone else today? Well, we bless you on today. Thank God for the thing. If you're on the blog side, like talk. Radio side. You can hit one on your side over there coming in. And conference line, start six, come in as well. Honoring the Lord today for the faith of God. We're going to have a quick commercial and we'll come right back. Right after this commercial.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker, Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, people of God, the countdown is on. A few days from now, we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord and a great fellowship in the presence of God and great word and connecting with so many of you from different parts of the United States, whether it's Wisconsin, South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, Alabama, New York, Nevada, California, Indiana, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Oklahoma. We're thanking Nevada. We're thanking Louisiana. We're just looking forward to all of the connection, Tennessee, Mississippi, Panhandle, all parts of the world. We thank God for you. Looking for the connection and looking for many of you all for a great time in the Lord and in His presence at the conference. Amen. At the conference. All right, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, all you have to do is go over to Blog Talk Radio or go over to our conference line at WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org. And be a blessing and so be. I'll send you there via Cash App and Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. And there, at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at Yahoo.com. Thank you, God. We're excited about the services that are going to be going forward and looking to see many of you there in the place and in the building. Come on, come on, come on, everybody. Just bring the family. Have a great time in the Lord. We're looking forward to the great. All right, Administrator Brian, any final words over there, woman God, and any final words from anybody that's listening in today? Just hit the star six real quick and then come on in. Administrator Brian. Praise the Lord.
I just want to, and barely, sometime I be so come on the line, but today I, soon as I put my phone on to be able to hear the prayers today. The woman of God that was praying for the prophet is Tracy. I don't know who that was, but I thank God for her because some of the things that she's praying. No, it was not her. It was something, and the person after her.
Okay, talk about Evangelist Albert Tate.
Okay, I thank God for that woman of God because she doesn't know some of the things that I had been praying for, and I heard it in the prayer, and it was just, I was like, she just got to pray for it. Then I heard her pray for Pastor Gaty, so I knew she had to be praying for me. So I thank God for that as well, and all of the ones. Whoever been praying for myself, I appreciate that. I just want the people of God to know I'm just not going to wait. But the prayers have been answering. God is answering them because for the last past week, I've been in just a tremendous amount of pain. But today, as my pain level, I got up was about three or four. and now it's at like 2 and almost 1. So I thank God for it, for the prayers that's going up. And I wanted to go unnoted that they are being heard. God bless you all. And see you, hallelujah, and on, if the Lord say the same on this weekend.
Amen. Thank you, Brother McKellar, the works will be ministering Sunday morning there for the conference. We thank God for her as well, too. You know, I've noticed it in the 10 years of the conference that, you know, coming down to the home stretch, the enemy attacks us, but as we get closer and closer to the day, things that was assigned to our body are now reassigned, because the closer you get, the enemy wants you to quit, or he wants you to counsel your flight, he wants you to throw in the towel, they want you to change. And by the time you get up to that conference or that day to the conference, everything is gone. You're like, man, I should have went anyway. I should have did anything. Should have did what I should. I should have did it anyway. I should have went anywhere. You know, that's the plan of the enemy. You're all of a sudden, that $100 bill will turn to $1 almost. And all of a sudden, at the last minute, somebody asked, it didn't happen. But this fast has been a powerful one. It's been a great one. And God has really gotten the glory out of it, and we thank God for the intercessors and prayer warriors being in the line with what has been spoken. And we thank God for that praise report coming from the woman of God. And I will say to that, thank you, Evangelist Dr. Colleen Rich. Thank you, woman of God, for blessing us on tonight. Well, thank God for it. Mighty people of God, mighty servants of the Most High, we thank God for you all. Those who will be coming in tomorrow evening, you can join us anytime, and the sanctuary will be there tomorrow evening for a short window of prayer. We'll be there. We thank God for you as well. All right, Minister, with anyone else? Minister, with Brian is traveling and doing some domestic stuff today, so. We thank God for it. So it's all coming together, thank to God. No, it's all together. Amen. And we're just waiting for to see the great faces of many of the great kingdom leaders. So bless the Lord for you today. All right, people of God, thank God for you on today. Have a great day in the Lord. Continue to walk in the power. And some people say, well, Brother Matthew, we missed you on yesterday. Yes, I've been domestically taking care of a lot of stuff, preparing for the conference as well. And so jumping on and off, try to do the drive-by, jumping on and off. We'll try to jump on and off again. But certainly, if we don't, we'll see you all on the conference and at the conference. So if you get a notification, then we'll jump on real quick and say something to the people of God. I like to thank the God. We love you all and appreciate you all on today. And we pray for you on this week and this weekend. Those who have birthdays, thank God for your birthdays and thank God for your amen. And those who have their packets, they'll have your packets there as well as some of you get it. Some of you receive a note or something from the staff along the way. All right, people of God, we love you immensely. Stay in that powerful place in the Lord. We love you all. Go in the power of God on today. Continue to be blessed. And we'll talk to you soon, okay? And shalom in your quarters and my prayer for you all today. God bless everybody.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme: we have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gady. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
This is called I Belong to You. Why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I belong to you. Everything I am,
I belong to you.
And everything I'm not,
I belong to you.
I'm your dog alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. You see, you saved my soul.
Muted.
From a burning hell.
Unmuted.
Oh, yes, you did. And right now, I'm so glad I could tell. Break me down. See you, the spirit that lets me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning, knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes I do. Just as I want. I was weary. I was worn. And I,
Somebody else found that place. From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme, we have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Must have been you there in my shadow, drawing me closer unto that grave. You have always been there with love divine, waiting for my light to shine. I was the one seeking for glory, while you were there offering your grace. All of the glory was in your name. There's not been one you put me to shame.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 Conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcisha Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.